Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Mem Omud Aleph. We are in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful siman Tof Kuf Samach Beis. We begin on the second line from the top with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Misana Odom Tanah Shos. There is such a concept in Halacha as a fast for just a couple of hours. This is, however, Shlo Yocha Kol Hayom. But it means you're not going to eat the entire day. Practically, Kate said, what does this come to teach us? Harei shehayah torah b'chafotzav, if the person is very busy involved in his work, u'masasei b'tzrachav, taking care of all of his needs, v'lo achal achatzos, and he didn't eat till noon. Atesh shos, until even 3/4 of the day, until 9 hours into the day. V'nimlach lisanos b'shos shenasharu min hayom. He said, listen, I've already fasted 9 hours of the day. I'm going to call this a tainus. I'm going to fast the rest of the day. So then, harei zeh misana osam shos. He does fast the rest of the 3 6-hours of the day, however many hours are left. U'mispal b'manenu. When he davens mincha, he's allowed to say anenu. Because shari kibel alav hatainus kodim shos hatainus. Because even though it wasn't the full day, for those hours that he's fasting, he accepted upon himself before he fasted them that he was going to take it upon himself as a fast. And therefore, according to this first opinion in the Mechaber, he's allowed to say anenu. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Gimel. It appears from here that the Mechaber is telling us dafilu lo hotzi misvasov. Even if he didn't verbalize it, that would be fine. Gam kein sagi if he just thought it. As opposed to Mashasim Shari Kibalov Hainu Belev, at the end when he says the line that we just read, Shari Kibalov Atainis, Kodim Shos Atainis, that implied even in his heart. And this goes what we learned in Sivav, obviously Sati Sivav that we learned previously in the Shiur. Now, he says, Ayin Shem in the Morgan of Ram, the Dafka Bishakilah, but this has to be some sort of an acceptance, verbalizing it or at least in your heart. You just were thinking, I'm not hungry, I'm going to fast. Lo Mikri Kabbalah, that's not called the Kabbalah. The Mechaber continues and he brings in another opinion, however. The first opinion was the opinion from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And the Ber HaGolah says this was Rashi's understanding. But now, in the Ber HaGolah, Oskuf, he says, according to the Rosh and the Smak, the Ran, the Ravid, the Eshomrim, they all hold Shagam Zeh Tainus Shos. This is also called the Tainus Shos. Vitzori Shikablenu Olam Yesmol. If you want this to be a real Tainus, you had to have done this by Mincha from the day before. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Mem Dalid. Sarach Loma, you should have said then Shagam Tainus Shos Zeh Tzorach, that you're accepting one yourself, a fast for a couple of hours. Sivkot Mem Hei, and therefore Hainu Beis Tfilas Mincha. You have to have done this during Mincha time. And if you didn't, then it's too late. So how could this possibly be that you would do a tiny shos according to this opinion? So yesterday at mincha time you said I'm going to fast the first half of the day. Now it's lunch time. You say I'm feeling okay. I'm going to finish fasting the rest of the time. In that situation, you did accept upon yourself a certain amount before the day started yesterday at mincha. And therefore, this could count as a tiny shows. Or yesterday at mincha, he said, I'm going to fast from noon until the end of the day. And then, the following morning, you didn't eat breakfast, and you said, okay, I'll already fast the whole day. Harei is a tiny shows. According to this opinion, that's the definition of a tiny shows. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Vav explains, Rosh Loma, what the Mechaber is telling us here is, Shinim lach shlo lechol afilu shlo l'shem tainis. Even if your reason for eating is not because you're taking it upon yourself as a tainus. Sivkot Mem Zayin, wrote Solomar, Umispal Bemanenu. In these fasts, the Mechaber is saying that these poskim say you could say anenu. Now goes Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Im kibel alav tainus ad chatzi ayom. If a person accepted upon himself a half days of tainus, and then he ate after that, v'yochal achakach, or alternately, osha'ochal achatzi ayom, or he ate half the day, and then the kibel alav tainus for the rest of the half of the day, mishom veilach, from let's say noon and onwards, after lunch, he says, I'll fast the rest of the day. That's not called a fast. Eino nikra tainus, lusbal anenu. You can't say anenu, albeit we learned in yesterday's shiur, and we'll see inside that in your private Shemoneh Esrei, on some situations, you can say anenu even when it's technically not a tainus. However, he says, Avol nikra tainus linyan shetzorach lahash l'nidro. But since he said, I'm going to do this, so then he has an obligation to fulfill his word. And therefore, in that regard, it is considered something that he should do. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Mem Ches tells us that when we said he's fasting ad chatzi ayom, lav davka, it wasn't telling this specific. Do ad din in a kabbalah yo'ad shloshes revias ayom. Same thing would apply if it was 3/4 of the day. In daito lecho kodim gvar yom, if he's intending to not finish the full day, he's going to break his fast. Then the rule is that you don't say anenu. You only say anenu if you don't if you don't plan on breaking your fast. And he says, Ayin la'el and sif alf ba'ga. However, he brings down, we learned previously in the Ramah, that yochid yochel omar aneinu b'shmei tefillah, that an individual does have the right, that's what I pointed out before, to say aneinu in his private shmoneh esrei. Sifkot mem tes, and Mishabro says, da'hav amina demutu lechol toch osuz man shekibol lav. Since you might have thought that the person is allowed to eat during this period of time because it's not a tainis. The law would be neder klal. He didn't accept upon himself as a neder. Nevertheless, kumash ulam, the chiddush is, that we call makum tzorach l'sanot osus man. It is like a neder for that period of time, even though it's not a tainis. Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber writes, tainis shegozhim ala tzibur. That tainis which is a tzibur tainis, the rabbis declared a tainis for the tzibur. An individual doesn't have to accept that tainis. It's been accepted for him by the tzibur, so to say. The representative of the tzibur goes, the rabbi, the gabbai, whoever it is, he announces that the tzibur, there's a gzeira for the tzibur to fast tomorrow, and it's automatically accepted by everybody, and you can't not. Dear Shu, footnote number 44 does bring down Ubofen Shigozu Bezdin Tainis ala Tzibur. We Bezdin did make a Tainis ala Tzibur, but Bezdin said, Hisnu, they made this tonight. Shemisha lo yisane harshus biyado. But not everybody has to do this, and anybody that feels that they can't do it doesn't have to. So then the Kavach Chaim writes, Shikol Misha Rotsa Litzom, people that do want to accept upon themselves this Tainis should in fact chayv lekabel of a Tainis, because it's not automatic in that situation, because it was a built in out that the Bezdin said you don't have to fast. Mechaber continues and he writes, the Yesh Omrim, he brings down an opinion here from the Ran in the name of the Ramban. Dahani Mili be Eretz Yisrael, that this only applies in Eretz Yisrael, that the Tzibur can have a Tanis Nigzar on them by the Beis Din, by the Rabbanim, Shoyalem Nasi, because they had a Nasi, Lefish Gzeirosu Kemas HaKoy Yisrael, and he has authority over all of Eretz Yisrael. However, in Chutz La'aretz, where you don't have the same authoritarian type of a figure in Jewish life, then even though the rabbis of the town, the rabbis of the community, said that this is a tanis for the tzibur, they don't have the authority, like they do in Eretz Yisrael, to make the tzibur automatically follow, and therefore, each individual who wishes to follow what the rabbis are suggesting, which is probably a very good idea, that in that situation, each individual has to go and accept the Tanis upon themselves at Mincha before the day of the Tanis Sibur that was Gozer by the rabbis. Final Sif, Sif Yud Gimel. Mechaber writes, Yesh Misha Omer, there is an opinion. You can see again in the Baragol, he brings down the name of the Rabbeinu Yerucha. There is this such opinion, Shemisha Nod, that if a person made a vow, and he said, Omar, if I don't go to such and such a place, I will fast. So he says, if I don't go to Philadelphia, I'm going to go and fast today. Now, there's no mitzvah to go to Philadelphia. There was no mitzvah to do so. So that's what the distinction over here, the Mechaber is telling us. And that's what you can see in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nun Aleph. Nokat Loshun Zeh. L'din Harishon. He's specifically telling us over here, Yesh Misha Omer, because this is talking about Shemash Yisna Hudvar Rishus. It's a perfectly legitimate thing to do, but there's no obligation or mitzvah to do so. The Bazei Yesh Habi Poskim. In this situation, there are those Poskim Shechokin Shrulu, the Avshat Nayoib Dvar Rishus. There are those that say that even though it's a Dvar Rishus, Kivin Shadav Rishis Chayev Hudvar Mitzvah, Lo Shayach Bazei Smachtim Chuyiv L'Kayim. Since even though part of this was a Dvar Rishus, you're doing a good thing over here, you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, and therefore it's not an Asmachta. The whole discussion, I didn't really finish reading the Mechaber, but he's saying in this situation, according to the Yesh Misha Omer, that if you make an Eder, and it's a Dvar Rishus, I'll finish reading the Mechaber now, since this is a Dvar Rishus, have a Asmachta. And Asmachta is Pirush, the Ramah says, Shadom Sumech B'dato Shuchalasus Dvar Echad, that a person thinks he's going to be able to do this, and therefore he makes an ad, oh yeah, I'm going to go fast. And he accepts upon himself something, but he really doesn't think he's not going to do it. He expects to do it, and therefore he won't expect to do the fast. And therefore, in this situation, he is telling us, the Mechaber that is, that in this situation, it's an asmachta, and it's not considered something that you necessarily have to fast. It wasn't a full acceptance. As he says in Sivkot Nun Beis, V'uadin B'kum V'yaseh. If he says, if I don't go to this place, or the same thing applies, if I do go to this place, go shomari masad or reploni v'yaseh. If he says, if I go to this place, then I'm taking upon myself a fast. So Eshe B'tanis, Sivkot Nun Gimel, V'uadin Mamar attain Litztaka. And the same thing applies, it says, I will give to Tztaka. So in all of these situations, the Mechaber writes that it is an asmachta, and And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't necessarily have to go and do it. However, he brings down in Sivkot Nandala that many disagree. He brings down, you see, in the Sharet Zion, Os Memches, the Morgan Avram, the Oyer Rabbah, the Nekudas HaKesef, and others as well. The Acharonim Kosu, the Yesh Lahachmer, Miach HaShirab, Mechokmas. As we brought down, this is only a Yesh Omer. Not everybody agrees to this. There are many that disagree. So therefore, if you said it, you should fulfill what you said, even though it's a Dover HaRishus. That's the first part of the Mechaber. Then the Mechaber continues and says, however, Aval of Omar, the person said, in lo esem mitzvah plonis, the person would say, if I don't do such and such a mitzvah, eshe betainis, then I will sit in tainis. I'm going to go visit the hospital, I'm going to do mitzvah b'kecholim. And then for whatever reason, he can't do it. So then he says, if I don't go to the hospital, I'm going to take upon myself a tainis. So then he should. The Mishnah explains, Sivkot Nunhei, the also Lazari's Asmul Var Mitzvah. He made this to push him forward, to spur him to go and do this mitzvah. I'm going to run to the hospital tomorrow to do the mitzvah b'kecholim, otherwise I accept upon myself a tainis. But gomer b'dayito, he's really meaning this. I really want to push myself. I don't want to fast, so therefore I'll push myself to go. But then he doesn't go, so then he has to fast. V'lo habismachta, as opposed to with the Bar HaRishus, where he's expecting to be able to do it, and he wasn't really expecting to fast. So that's an asmachta. We have a rule, asmachta lo kanya, that a person really doesn't expect to, let's say, when he gambles, so he doesn't expect to lose. So therefore, asmachta lo kanya, therefore the gambling debts are not really incurred because he wasn't really expecting to lose. So that's a whole separate discussion, asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya. But here, what the Mechaber is saying, when it's a Dvar Rishus, the first opinion, which is again a minority opinion, is that it's an asmachta and you don't have to fulfill the fast or be brought down from Achronim that you should be machmir to fulfill it. But certainly, if you're doing it to be mezaris yourself to do a mitzvah, as the Mechaber says, also Lazar is asking for a mitzvah, and the Gomer B'dayto, he really wants this, this is not an asmachta, the love of asmachta, and therefore he has to fast. And the Mechaber continues and he writes, likewise, the Chayin, also in the scenario, Im Omar, Im Yatzileni Hashem Mitzorah, he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me from whatever tzorah that I'm facing, then I'm taking upon myself a tainis to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's also not an asmachta. As Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nunvav, the Mikra Malihu, this is a full-fledged vow, so to say. For example, we find this by Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Yaakov says, Vayidah Yaakov neded lemor, im yelukim imodi yushmarani v'gomer. Then he says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you save me in the house of Lavan, then he committed himself further to serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And likewise, v'chayim vayidah Yisrael neded lemor, im nason titen esol mazeh b'yodi v'gomer. The Vilna Gaon brings this down as an additional example of you're making a real neder, so then that's not an asmachta. And finally, we conclude this beautiful siman with the last words of the Mechaber, or oim yatzliach darki. If a person says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm successful in what I'm doing here, then I take upon myself a tainis, so then the Mechaber concludes, lo hoi asmachta. That is not an asmachta, that is real tainis. And you can see this in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nun Zayin, which says, gam zeh mikra. This is also from a pasuk. The Yaakov said, v'nosan li lechem lechol u'gomer u'begi l'bosh. Therefore, he's accepting upon himself that because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to him, he accepts upon himself the tainis, in the hope, the expectation that this will turn out well. So he really, truly does accept upon himself the tainis, and therefore he would have to fast. This is not an asmachta. So this concludes Simon Tov Kuv Samach Beis, and this will conclude today's shiur a little bit early, make up for the couple of times that I ran a little bit late. Everyone should have a wonderful day.